I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to episode 12 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes travel back across the sea to battle with the dead and are caught unawares. Previously...
And you're standing there, you can actually just see the van outside through the window, and you're a teller. There's an old woman dinosaur there. She's like, I'd just like to make a deposit. There's like an old dinosaur woman just jabbing her scaly finger into his chest.
You know what? Fuck this. I punch the old woman square in the fucking head.
Big Mouth Bass is like, okay, you said you could open the safe. So.
Wait, one thing.
I go over to the custom that pulled the thing. Cut off his hand.
I think back to 20 years ago today. 20 years to the day.
To this day exactly.
To this day exactly.
This money's useless to me. I'm still a bit upset. I've killed some people today.
No, you have. We haven't killed anybody.
I'm wearing a fuck, why is it Muck Mouth with you all the time? Did you stupid fucking shits forget you were wearing a motherfucking wire?
Look, that's
strapped to your fucking chest, you idiot. There's a large sort of house.
Need one that holds eight people and
houseboat
goes fast.
Looks like it could probably hold eight people.
Skip that houseboat.
Okay. You clamber aboard. The boat rocks under your feet. It's early morning, about midday. Mm-hmm. You can hear the sound of movement inside.
The dinosaur looks slightly nervous.
Oh, you hear a voice in the back. Who is it? Oh, it's just somebody trying to tell us some religion. No, we're okay.
Let me tell you. With my handsomeness, my convincing, my lying, seducing, and an orator skill.
Oh, okay.
I am being like...
That's like plus 80 at this point.
Yeah, yeah. But it's basically an insta-win.
This He's is like, let me tell you about this god.
He opens, slides open the door. He's like, come inside. And is everyone else coming?
Of course. This is like
your friends.
Yeah, this look, we tell you a lot about this particular god of mine.
You crowd there's like a small boat lounge which you all just crowd.
And I want to just talk to him with a spiritual the king's spiritual advisor's help final Steve. Just to be like, there's this beautiful mecca of a place that is across the ocean and that we need to get there. And you have been chosen by our god to come here. We've been chosen to come here for us to go there because you
are the chosen ones.
Are the second Steve.
The second Steves.
The second Steves.
There's two of them, right?
The second coming of Steves. Yeah.
There's clearly a man and a woman.
Second coming of Damer?
A lady dinosaur and a man dinosaur. Yeah.
Second comings of Damer?
In case Dracula. He's like, honey, did you hear that? We're the second Steves. She's like, oh, that's amazing. We're the second Steves. They seem real happy about it. You've rolled incredibly high.
All right, so Steves, let's go.
To the Mecca.
So we're the crew of.
What's their names? The second Steves.
The second Steves. You've got Jicky the Spitz, the final Steve, Muck Mouth, Johnny, King Spiritual Advisor, the second Steves, the two of you.
Yep.
Perfect. What a crew.
You ride back.
And a nan,
who is unconscious still. You ride back across the sea, and things seem pretty fine the whole time. You don't encounter much trouble until halfway across. When does anyone notice, or do they sneak up on you? No, thankfully, Ape Joel notices. You see that green mist ahead of you, and it seems to extend in either direction, left and right, forever. You begin to move your brand new Dinosaur City houseboat into the mist. And immediately, almost immediately, you, Ape Joel, notice in the distance the rotted wooden bow of a pirate ship approaching you through the sea.
Let them rob us. Whatevs.
Okay.
Wait, it's not our boat. Who gives a shit?
Whatever. Like, they can take whatever they want as long as they just keep
We're on a religious pilgrimage. Yeah. Let them on board. You know what? I'm like, Joel Ball.
Yeah?
Look. Also, Joel, there's a fucking pirate. It's not a fucking ship. I've had a big day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're just going to let him on and be like, you know what? Take all the shit. Who cares?
Take all the shit as long as you convert to the religion.
Good call.
The pirate ship pulls up alongside your house.
Wave him down.
Just like wave at him.
You look and you can see through the mist that the crew are glowing green skeletons.
Perfect.
A glowing green skeleton captain with a big bushy beard and a large blue pirate
hat. They want the afterlife.
At the...
Yep. Wave at him. Good.
Give them a thumbs up.
Are you trying to convince them, or are you just like, hello, fellas?
Oh, give me like, hello, good people. Would you like to hear about our Lord and Savior Splinterhoof? Mm.
The skeleton is like, aah! And they fire their cannons at your boat.
Damn.
And they miss. There's a psh, psh, right. As they slam into the water on either side of you.
Rude.
What's the plan?
I'll
initiate.
Oh, yes.
Because
I should, of course.
That would be the right thing to do. Ready? Oh, Ape Joel. Fucked up bad.
Does a, would you say that a boat has a mouth?
I would say that a boat has, this boat has a mermaid on the front, on the head of the ship, which does have a mouth.
Do you want to have
the king discussion? As to whether the captain of a ship is a king?
Later, because I got something else up my sleeve first.
Yeah, okay.
Your first.
Actually,
also, Joel.
Yeah. I know this wouldn't affect. Would brains affect initiative?
No, it hasn't yet.
Never mind then.
How close am I if I was to go to the side of the bow, or the side of our ship?
You're pretty much alongside it. You could touch it.
Sick. I'm just going to start at one end of our ship with my sword, just into the boat.
Mm-hmm. In an attempt to just sink it.
And just run. just
all right.
Just kind of Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic the pirate ship.
Just
nice. You embed your hot piss and cough sword in, and like an anime character. You know when they do that run where their head. You run the not terribly long length of your houseboat. You have cut a deep gash with your sign sword in the side of the pirate ship, though. Hang on, I gotta get that skeleton cackle. Kind of like. That one. You see them looking over the ship's, over the edge of the ship down at the sword cut in the ship, being like, because they're stressed. Worried.
That's good. Next movie is Dynamite.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Nah, because I got a pretty good next move, too.
Ooh.
First move, I should say.
Yeah.
Mark Mouth just levels her, pokes her head out the window, levels her pistol at the pirate captain, and is like, I'm fucking homesick. I'm shooting this cunt.
Fuck, I love Muckmouth.
Muckmouth just, maybe she trips.
Oh, no.
And she shoots one of the second Steves in the back of the head.
No!
He doesn't die. He's just like, oh! And careens over the side into the sea.
We lean over, you're a Daryl now.
I guess it was a Daryl moment. She got him. She's probably just like, oh, fuck.
Shit.
Fuck, got him.
Fuck these dumb fuck legs of mine.
Jicky the Smits fires his Tommy gun at the pirate. What the fuck is that on this dice? Is that an S? Oh, it's a 5. He misses. It's just a tucka 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 tucka, but it just makes holes in the side of the boat and the wood of the boat. Ape Joel.
20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I saw a film called Curse of the Black Pearl.
Mm.
I know how these skeleton pirates work. There's bloody. They just need a bloody coin. And then they're normal blokes again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, films.
Plus, so that's 9.
That's
I
pretty good.
Bloody know this ship like the back of my hand.
That's true.
Because I saw Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Mm-hmm. Just realized that it needs to be a specific coin and there is no way that I can just.
Yep.
I yell, they need a coin. Everyone looks at me like, never mind. I throw the...
too concerned to do it, like, about the fact you killed thing. I'd call you a stupid idiot. Fuck with. What's your next move?
Probably just throw the dynamite, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Into the ship.
Well, here's a dynamite.
Yeah, thanks, fella.
Thanks, buddy. I'm sorry. I'm an... Oh, boy.
No!
You're like... just drop it at your feet. Maybe it slides out of your... Maybe you've been touching the nan and you got all slippery. It slides out of your hand and hits the ground.
Shit.
Oh, no. Okay, in five turns, the dynamite's going off.
Okay, fine, that's heaps.
Yeah. Also, Joel,
I look at you.
Slippery ape hands.
I pick it up, the dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pick it up?
Yeah,
and then just plunk it. Just plunk it into
the pirate ship.
Just throw it. Oh, yeah, probably throw it a bit into the pirate ship's gash
you made. Look, the hole is big enough, and the ship is close enough that you can just throw that dynamite in there, and it just stays.
Good.
Radio. Then it is
5 turns is a really long time.
Yeah. Oh, it's five. Well, that's one turn.
Oh, that was
so. It's a turn is in Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Yes,
that's how it works. So, Mark Mouth levels a pistol again. He's like, fuck that one.
Come on, Mark Mouth. No!
That's it. She like, whoop, aims it at the back of his head again and flies loose. Actually, no, he fell in the sea. She does it to his wife. He's like, oh, fuck, cactus. Mark Mouth, do you have a problem with these dinos? The two new dinos are dead. The two new Steves.
Second Steves are now the final Daryl. I want to say final, but I know I don't mean that.
No, there'll be more Daryls. Radio, then it is fucking Tommy Gun Joe's turn.
What was his name?
He misses. Kitty the Smits. No.
Jicky.
Huh?
No.
Jicky the Smits. I remember. Jicky the Spits.
Yes.
You can just call him Jicky. He misses again. He's terrible. He's a terrible ape. Also, Joel?
I just want to start, like, maybe try and go towards the...
skipped my go.
Oh, did I? Son of a bitch. Please.
Because he threw the dynamite.
Yeah. Fucked up hard.
I use my turn to just look at Mudmouth.
Mark Mouth and be like, please stop. Put the pistol away.
What the fuck are you doing?
I guess to you guys, it just looks like he's like, level the gun at the back of that guy's head. Level the gun at the back of his wife's head. Got him.
Mark Mouth. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm not like I'm fucking trying to hit him.
It fucking doesn't look like that. Mark Mouth.
They're just fucking getting in the way. I'm trying to get the fucking pirate cunts.
That's a fucking ship! They're two little... They were two little fellas! What are you doing? Put your gun away!
Don't fucking look at me! Oh, maybe give him a fucking coin! None of us are fucking doing this one good, are we? You fuckwit. None of us have this one fucking in the bag. Anyone doing any fucking good is also Joel.
Shut the fuck up. Just... stop killing our team.
Okay, also Joel.
All right, then I want to... Can I get to the wheel of the ship? I
just the pirate ship of your ship?
Actually, just drive away a bit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't want to be near this big explosion that's happening. Like,
you managed to get yourselves a little bit away, but turn. You're probably still going to take some damage when it goes off. And on this turn, the dynamite explodes. From the front of the pirate ship, there's a resounding kaboom. It begins to sink forward. Some of the shrapnel of the ship and some of the explosion damages yours. You're taking on water downstairs somewhere.
Damn.
But that pirate ship, slowly, you can hear all the skeletons on it shaking their skeleton up and being like, ah!
Got them.
And like grabbing each other's shoulders, being like, ah! They don't know what's happening. They're sinking and dying. But you can tell and you can hear like a shh of water coming in downstairs. All right,
I'm going to go downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And just see the damage.
Radio, you can see that there's quite a large hole has been punctured in the wall of the boat.
And how big?
The water is, I don't know, about basketball sized?
Like two crows fitting size?
Let's see. You managed to wedge two crows into the hole. The water's still coming out, but just less.
All
like
right.
The crows have provided a bit. You've managed to like wedge them in such a way.
Sick. Well done, Gross.
You're still taking on a bit of water, but like you'll be fine for a while.
Okay. What about the hover pad?
You're taking out the crows and putting in the hover pad? You're out of initiative. You can do anything you like.
Yeah.
Radio, you take out the crows and you put the hover pad in. It fits almost perfectly, but then the ship starts like moving to the right. The hover pad forces it in that direction.
That's all right. Like,
it'd just be harder to sail it.
Yeah, we can. We got this. We just got to steer better.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I've seen Master and Commander. I'm sure at some point in that film a boat starts to sink and they fix it real good.
You going to go downstairs and try and fix it?
Yeah, I am.
Do you know how? Is it with a coin?
Good joke.
Radio. Look, you go downstairs and...
I look at, like, I don't try and fix it. I just look at it and I'm like, all right, think. Master and Commander, what would Russell Crowe do?
Well, you know that pretty much anything is better than crows or a hoverpad.
What would Rusty Crowe do? Hey, hoverpad worked real good.
It did. The ship's sort of going in circles in the middle of the sea, but yeah, it's fine.
We're not sinking,
though. Oh, wait, no. It's a fucking... It's a houseboat. Fucking, there'd be so much shit.
Yeah, there's heaps. You just went for crows on the hoverpad first. You could just get wood, back of a chair.
I mean, I guess we could just get the back of a chair.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up the back of a chair.
Radio.
Let's rifle through the final Steve's house.
Yeah, it's your house now. Mm. You managed to find just like perfect, like not even the back of a chair. It's just some spare wood for if this happens. You go downstairs, you place it over. There's even some sealant that you can put around it and some paint to put over the top to just stop the plug completely.
Well, fucking schmick, mate.
You, I'm assuming, push the bodies of the final Steve's over there.
One's already over.
One's on the ocean.
So, all right, King, spiritual advisor, you know what to do when...
Push him over the...
Yeah.
No! King, spiritual advisor, you've disappointed me. The speech.
The, you know, last rites. They're gone. They're Daryls now.
So, when we die, we become a Daryl. Unless we're a Jackson at first. Then we remain a Jackson till we die. Then we're still a Jackson. And,
Death is really sad.
Death is really sad.
We should be sad that they're dead.
We should be sad they're dead because they were Daryls.
Good.
No,
they were good.
They were good blokes.
There you go.
And they were Steves, not Daryls. Now they're Daryls.
They were Steves. Now they're Daryls.
I know, good blokes.
And good blokes.
Thumbs up.
He gives a thumbs up. He gives a tentative thumbs up.
No, no, give the thumbs up to them that they're sinking.
He gives a thumbs up to that as well. Again, this one who was once Steve and before that was... He knows none of this is the case, but he doesn't want to die. So he does whatever you tell him to do.
Give him a little clap. That was beautiful.
How can we Stockholm him to like actually believe?
I feel like that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, if you spend the rest of this journey... indoctrinating that by the time you arrive back at Filthport, you will absolutely have convinced him
that
this is the case.
Yes.
Radio.
I'll drive the ship. He can convince him.
So, like fucking Clockwork Orange style, you brainwash the king spiritual advisor into believing wholeheartedly in your made-up religion. Well done.
We did it.
You arrive back at Filthport.
Was he the big one?
No, no, that was Damo, I think.
Yeah,
or Steve. Anyway.
They've changed names so many times.
No, because Steve...
Steve was the big one, wasn't he?
No, Steve was the one of the...
Daryl was the first one we got.
Yeah.
Daryl was...
Then Steve was the big one.
No, but this isn't the original Steve. The original Steve became a Daryl because he died.
Yeah, this...
All three original...
Oh, wait.
They're all dead.
No, what's that tenet?
No,
of,
like, no.
Oh, wait, no. Or is it Steve? It's still
no,
the original...
all Damos are food. So this is the original Steve.
Or is this one of the Steves that you created?
Nah, this is that Dracula. Big motherfucker.
No, yeah, okay.
He created Damos Steve. To give to...
Yeah, that's true, because Damos... There it is in the Tenets. All Damos are food for Dracula.
Yeah.
When you arrive back at Filthport, it becomes increasingly clear that the place is deserted.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the Nan. Oh, no. Deserted? Where the fuck is Mickey?
You search... Also, Joel, you just look for Mickey and you manage to find him because he hasn't moved. Because he's a car.
In a bus. A bus.
And you managed... In a bus. But you managed to find the Nat, who has been untouched. But the rest, everybody has completely disappeared.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mickey, what happened? Nan, what happened?
The Nan looks at you and says nothing.
Nan.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know your other... This is your other Nan.
The two Nans.
I like, can I wake up the second Nan?
The Nan would have woken up on the journey and is similarly mute.
Yeah. And like, all right.
The two Nans walk next to each other.
Yeah.
And they stand facing you and like arm to arm. Okay. And then they spin around and you see that the QR code, the digital tattoos on their back match up.
Well, that's...
As though they're pieces of a puzzle.
I didn't ask you to do that, Nans, but...
What happened, Nans?
They turn around, they're both mute. They can't say anything.
Mickey, what happened?
Mickey.
Mickey's like, I don't have eyes. I heard a lot of commotion.
Yeah.
Let's make a Mickey roll. I heard what sounded like a lot of swine men and what sounded like a fella talking.
What'd he say?
He sounded like that Dracula fella, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, and?
What was he saying?
He was just like laughing about how he was eating everyone.
Yeah.
How he was like, oh, you know, I've arrived back. Mm-hmm. I thought, why not eat everybody here? Fill up before my journey to the Vampire City.
Was he at least saying that everyone I'm eating is a Daimler?
I didn't hear him say that.
Now I'm mad at Dracula. Like, we went out of our way.
Look, we can't come to conclusions yet. Like, he doesn't have any eyes.
I'm just happy to say that yes, Dracula. Look, I look around for bloodstains and like gore and viscera.
It's not really much.
All right, then. Look, I'm happy to assume that Dracula ate our town. That's fine.
You don't mind. Everybody in there was... You didn't know them. What, Sticks? Schmitty?
Whatever. But the fact that he's just not calling them Damo really just... Skits my goat.
How does Muckmouth feel about this?
She steps off the boat and the first time she sees everything, she's like, this is fucked. Where the fuck is everyone? The moment you're like the Dracula, she's like, oh, fuck, of course. The two fucking dumb fuck Joels bring in a fucking Dracula. Oh, that's like bringing in a fucking wolf to a chicken house.
Oh, wait, we invited him as well, didn't we?
You fucking invited Dracula. What's day fucking one, Joel?
Don't fucking invite
a Dracula.
Into your home.
You can say no. That's the fucking benefit of a Dracula.
Yeah, you just got to say no and then they're fucked.
Yeah.
In fact, we argued for him to come on board.
Like, no, you are...
We, Joel. We're a team.
We are a team.
You also killed some cops, that's fine.
That's true.
The cop killed some cops.
Jicky the Schmitz and Johnny are like,
Yeah?
We heading for that battle zone now?
Oh, of course we are.
Everyone on Mickey, the boss.
Everybody climbs back on Mickey, and Mickey maybe quite confidentially says to the two of you, he's like, gee, I'm glad to have things happening again. I'm glad to be moving.
Mickey, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you couldn't see. I thought your headlights were
eyes. I can't do anything.
I thought you could see. I'm very sorry. I just.
I'm a car.
I know, but you seem to be reacting to things. We ask you questions about other things, and you seem to know that. It seemed like you could see.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't. Sorry, I can't be perfect.
Mickey, you're still perfect to me.
Can I install some eyes for him somehow with my finicky machine tech?
I mean,
like,
we'll
just
see.
Try to be like, look, I'm going to try and make you
finicky
see.
Finicky machines is four, yeah?
Yeah, two.
You install, maybe you scrounge through the scrapyard and you manage to find an old, 2001 webcam. Which you can install like a hood ornament on the front of the Mickey bus.
Yeah.
And then with two wires attach it somehow to the little voice modulator at the front. And that Mickey can kind of see.
Is that okay, Mickey?
He's like, it's amazing. It's better than I've not seen in 20 years.
I go towards the thing. Hey, it's me.
He's like, oh, Joel, you look so haggard and tired.
It's been 20 years, mate.
I'm going to stay out of the view. Mickey, you don't need to see me.
He would know that you're an ape. This ain't news to him.
He is an ape.
Oh, wait, he was at the funeral. Yeah, he knows.
He knows you're an ape.
He could probably say that, I guess.
Yeah. I know you're an ape, Ape Joel. In fact, the fact that I also, Joel, called you Ape Joel this whole time, it's just not been hard to not figure out.
I walk in front of a thing. Hey, Mickey.
Silverback gorilla. I always imagined you as a chimp.
That gorilla, it's good. Can tear people's arms off.
That's all right. Right, yeah. You head back in the bus.
Yes.
Wait, before we go, should we check the town properly for survivors, or did we already do that and there was 100%?
Yeah, 100% nobody left.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Could have had more people for the bus.
It's quite a party bus, though. Full of dinosaurs and swine men and muck mouth. You're sad?
I'm sad that the second Steve's died.
They ate shit because of old mate Mark.
In fact, I might actually say that out loud. I'm like, I'm sad the second Steve's couldn't see this.
Oh my fucking God. Fucking wine, you two fucking jolts. You head towards Battlezone 66, and for the vast majority of your journey, you encounter no danger. In fact, you even pass through the Jake's place, unattacked and left alone.
Sick.
You pass by the rotting, now falling apart corpse of that giant centipede, and nothing happens. All the flies are dead. Highs or lows?
Lows. Dang.
Halfway out of, you're leaving just the edge of Jake's place, and there's suddenly this ear-splitting boom, and the bus just starts to go, kind of go crazy. It goes ape shit.
Ah, you're an ape. That's all right.
Who's driving?
I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. There's a... and, the entire bus, slams forward and tumbles. It goes for a roll down across the sand. Everybody inside needs to roll to not fall and die. Oh, no. Also, Joel and Ape Joel, you slam around like a fucking ball in a goddamn pinball machine.
How much damage do we take?
You take... Also, Joel, you're beat up. Oh, sorry, Ape Joel, you're beat up, but you're still quite conscious. And also, Joel, you manage to, using your fucking Wasteland Knight abilities, maybe even just lodge yourself in the center of the bus, grabbing the overhead things and hooking your feet in. You may largely unmolested. You're fine.
How much damage did I take?
You took 4 damage and you took 1.
Okay.
Sorry, say.
Sorry.
The bus. Glides to a halt in the sand. Everybody is kind of beat up, but nobody's
dead. So no one
dead.
Died.
Oh, cool. Nobody's died, yeah.
I'm surprised.
Lucky. Mickey's like, fuck! What was that?
Why don't I have a look out?
Okay, you look out, you're pretty much wedged into a sand dune. The bus has gone for a slide and connected with a sand dune and has careened to a halt. In all directions, there's nothing but dunes... and the occasional leafy scrub. Hang on. Okay. Ape Joel, you get out. You're dusting yourself off. You're not seeing much. But also, Joel, you think you see out of the corner of your eye a little bit of movement. Like amongst the sand, as though the sand is shifting. And maybe near some shrubs. But you're not 100% sure.
I'm pretty sure. Did something hit? I don't think I hit us. Something hit us. I have a look at the bus.
You look at the tire. The front tires and the sides and stuff. But the front tire on the left, the one that you think probably burst, has been pierced and exploded by something. But it's hard to see what because the whole tire is exploded.
Everybody just be on edge.
Ape Joel, as you get out and you kind of glance around, you see also something shift in the distance. But neither of you can kind of like make out what it is, and it's quite sunny, so you're not sure if it's just like the shifting sand that you're, you know, observing. And then all of your friends are garbage. Except for Jicky the Smiths, who, like, whilst you're, like, looking around trying to see something, he's like, oh, fuck! And then all of a sudden you feel, like, in your neck a sharp pain. And then you feel in your back, in your gorilla back, a sharp pain as well. Like, something has struck you in the neck. And initiative. Oh, nice. Ape Joel?
All I can think of is those little kids just blow darting us in the neck.
That would be a surprise, a pleasant one. Because guess who's getting on the bus?
Ape Joe, you're climbing onto the bus?
No. Well,
you're up here, you're first.
So can I haven't seen what has attacked.
No, you look around and you can't see. I'll give you a chance. No, you can't see shit.
Climb onto the bus.
Into the bus?
So it's on its side.
Yeah.
Nah, I climb onto it to try and get a better look. To see if I can see what it is.
You climb up on top of the bus. Let me give you another look around. You can't see shit. Muckmouth begins scanning. Oh, Muckmouth points with her finger over there, and you see amongst the shrubs, people. They look like people just sort of standing there, camouflaged by the shrubbery and like their clothes. They look adult sized and all very similarly sized as well. But that's, she kind of points them out, and they're all clear to you. Also, Joel?
I want to, like, feel back my neck.
Okay. You feel a small dart in your neck. You pull it out, and you can see a clear liquid dripping from the end.
Shit.
You still got an action if you want to take it.
Throw the dart somewhat.
You throw the dart right back, and you hear, like, as it hits something. But, yeah, again, they're not doing anything, and everyone else just gets in the back of the bus, like climbs back inside to be protected. Hey, Joel.
All right, so I pull out the needle as well, the dart as well, and I use my brains in medicine.
Okay.
To try and figure out what is in this. I'm an ape, so I'm probably...
You have no idea. Maybe you do that ape thing, be like, and lick the end of it. You're like, nah, you have no idea. It's an absolute mystery to you. Muckmouth shoots her pistol wildly, but
thankfully
doesn't connect with any of your allies. It just flies off into the blue sky.
Yo, Muckmouth, for fuck's sake!
Also, Joel?
I'm going to get my sword and charge at him.
Rightio. As you start to charge, you begin to feel incredibly groggy. Maybe you've got your sword up, and then you're just like, oh my god, and it hits the ground and starts dragging as you run. You're going to do a little turn.
A little bit of a U-bop. Like, no. Into the bus.
Rightio. Also, Joel, you begin to feel groggy as well. Like, you taste a bit, and you're like, your head begins to rush. You can feel the kind of cool numbing liquid go down the back of your throat.
I lie down.
Fair enough.
Because I'm on a bus, and if I fall, I will probably hurt myself.
You lie down on the bus. Everybody else is inside the bus. Muckmouth fires a pistol again.
No, Muckmouth.
Muckmouth goes to fire it in the direction of the people firing arrows, and then just hooks her foot on, like, maybe a little bit of scrap metal in the bus, swings around so that she's hanging... Feet on the bus, swung around with her head facing into the side of the bus.
And for fuck's sake.
She shoots. Oh, fuck, I gotta roll a fucking... How many mates you got? You got...
Jicky the Smiths.
Jicky the Smiths, the final Steve.
King Spiritual.
Johnny, King Spiritual Leader. You hear like a, gee, as Johnny eats shit.
That's all right.
Oh,
that's fine.
Thank God. He was the only one in the team we didn't really need.
Muckmouth is like, what? All right. Nah, I see it now.
As I'm like, unconsciously, like, I'm busting up like, you fucking son of a bitch.
Also, Joel,
just hit mark me a lot.
You like in with your like last breath are like, what? Mark me. Your head slams into the warm sand. You're unconscious. Ape Joel, you're standing. You're lying down. I imagine curled up, sucking your thumb on the roof of the bus.
This is fucked.
Oh, hang on. Oh no. You're like, this is fucked. Out like a light. You're unconscious.
Who are these mystery attackers? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.